20 years ago this month, the world was watching the Philippines, eager to see if people power would bring an end to the dictatorship of President Ferdinand Marcos. He had been in power for 21 years, enforcing his rule through a combination of martial law and rigged elections. It was February 1986, and a widow named Corazon Aquino was challenging Marcos for his seat.
I have been emboldened by the eager embrace of throngs determined to put an end to this regime. The forces of Pharaoh are determined to keep the people chained to their misery, and there are sinister plans to cheat the people of their liberation. I ask you to send this message to the Pharaoh in language unmistakable and clear. Let our people go. Let the Filipino people go.
Corazon Aquino became the face of the Marcos opposition after her husband, Benigno Aquino, was assassinated by government operatives. Initially reluctant to run for office, Corazon, who went by the nickname Cory, was urged to do so by more than a million Filipinos. These backers showed their support for Aquino and her People Power movement by dressing in yellow, Aquino's signature color. Getting President Marcos to even hold elections was a major victory, but the true test for the Marcos opposition came on Election Day, February 7, 1986. Millions of Filipinos headed to the polls, and the big question was whether or not the voting would be free and fair.
I got to the Nuevo Guadalupe Elementary School in the Makati area of Manila just after 3 p.m., the official poll closing time.
That's Gary Covino covering the Philippine elections for National Public Radio 20 years ago. We're going to hear his dramatic reporting from that election day, but first he joins us on the line to help us set the scene. Welcome, Gary.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to be talking to you.
So give us the lay of the land. What had been happening that day?
Well, all over the country, of course, people were going to the polls. On that day, I was spending my time in an area of Manila called Makati. It was a real stronghold for the opposition and for people who supported Cory Aquino. And what we witnessed were scenes of intimidation, scenes of pickup trucks full of what the Filipinos called flying voters. Basically, pickup trucks full of poor people being taken from one polling place to another, to another, to another, in which they would cast votes en masse for Marcos. We found poll watchers being threatened with beatings, being threatened with guns, being forced from the polling places. These poll watchers, by the way, most of them were from a group called NAMFREL, which stood for National Committee for Free Elections. On the other side of this was something called the KBL. That was the Party of Ferdinand Marcos. They were the ones who were trying to intimidate voters. They were the ones who were messing around with the voting lists and knocking names of people off the list. They were the ones who were trying to keep the voting from being free and fair.
So as the polls are closing, you wind up in this public school where people had been voting.
Yes, I wound up at a place called Guadalupe Nuevo Elementary School right at the poll closing time. The reason I was there is that in much of Makati, the NAMFREL citizen poll watchers had actually been run out of the polling booths, and there were no citizen poll watchers in many of the precincts in this area. However, at this one school, the NAMFREL people had managed to stand their ground and stay in the classrooms. When I got to the school, I saw a sort of commotion in the entrance, and I walked inside. It was a very dim, dark kind of place, a kind of cavernous place. And I saw some people near a staircase who saw me and my microphone, and they motioned me to come over and join them, and that's what I did.
The march up the stairs is being led by a guy with a pink chair. Several people now carrying chairs, sticks. One guy has a shovel. Chairs being thrown around. Can't see who's at the other end of the hall. NAMFREL workers charging down the hall now, picking up grade school chairs as they run. I'm against a gate in a hallway. I'm going to move back a little.
What an incredible scene to walk into.
Yes, I know. I didn't quite know what I was getting myself into. It was a real pitched battle. And this was a huge school, so scenes just like this were happening all over this school on several stories, several different hallways, outside of many, many classrooms.
But eventually you make it into the actual classrooms where the voting had taken place, and you found that the rooms had been locked and barricaded from the inside.
What's happening right now is the NAMFRO people are telling their volunteers who are locked inside these classrooms to come out, that it's safe.
Open it! Force it! Open it! Force it! Force!
Do they have ballot boxes in there?
Uh-huh.
We're in front of room 301, the classroom of Miss Guinto. People are trying to break the door down to get at the ballot boxes, whatever poll watchers and whatever KBL are inside.
Yes, sir. But I have to ask us the chairman. Chairman, please!
Open it!
Door is opened. There's a huge crush at the doorway. You can't see exactly what's going on inside. Right. Get ready, here we go into the door. Huge crush of people. Pushing into this one little classroom.
Watch it, Monica!
All right. The search is on for the ballot box. Everyone gathered around the small voting booth. What they've gotten out is, from this little cubicle where the voting takes place, they've gotten one box. Is that an official ballot box?
Yes, that's the official ballot box.
The nun here is guarding the box. She's got her habit on with a NAMFRO t-shirt over it. She said they hid the box in the corner here, and they've been guarding it. It's still locked.
The ballot box is intact.
There's a lot going on there, but one thing, a nun guarding the ballot box?
Well, yeah, and many of the people guarding the ballot boxes and barricaded in these classrooms in this school were religious people, and they were also middle-class people, mostly women. I think you have some tape of me talking with one woman who was guarding one of the ballot boxes in one of the classrooms by sitting on it.
I'm trying to keep the box where it's supposed to be.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm a housewife who's volunteered to be an inspector.
Did you know what you were getting into when you volunteered?
I thought I did, but now that it actually happened, I don't think... But at least I can say I've tried, you know. We've all done our part.
Well, do you feel proud that you managed to save that thing?
Oh, yes. I'm proud of the men who guarded us, because if they got in, I don't think I would have risked my life, you know. When people are armed, you can't fight them.
Your report that day foreshadowed the trouble that would come after that 1986 election. President Marcos and Aquino both claimed victory. There were mass protests in support of Aquino, and eventually Marcos fled the country on February 25th. Corazon Aquino was immediately sworn in as president and remained in office until 1992. Gary Covino, listening back to this tape now, 20 years later, what impressed you most about the People Power Revolution?
Well, you know, when I think back on it, the thing that impressed me the most was this. When we asked Filipinos, who do you support? Who do you want to win? They would say Cory Aquino. And then if we asked them, who do you think is going to win? Almost invariably, they would say Ferdinand Marcos. They were convinced that Marcos would use whatever tactics were necessary to once again retain power. So they made a choice against what their mind and experience told them, and instead they voted for what their heart and their spirit told them to do. And it's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Gary Covino is an independent radio producer. He spoke to us from his home in Massachusetts. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Glad to be with you.